You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill Racing Podcast. It's Alex Dunn and Ross Brierley on the latest edition. Ross Brierley, how are you?
Well, it's
a powerful start, isn't it?
Yeah, I was expecting you really put some thought into that, so I thought there was going to be something big coming.
I don't know. Do you want to? Should we delve into your life at the minute?
It's completely up to you, mate. You're the presenter. You have everything at your disposal. Feel free to.
All right then. What did you have for breakfast?
What did I have for breakfast? I had a kefir smoothie.
Other brands are available.
No, it's not a brand.
What is it?
Kefir is, it's like, what is it? It's like a probiotic.
Oh.
So it's, so basically what you do is you get kefir grains, right? You put them in a jar with some whole milk and you leave it for 24 hours. And what they do, the grains eat all the sugar and the bad stuff from the milk. And then you get left with the probiotic. So it's like freshly made probiotic every day. Cracking for your gut.
Wow.
And I have that with some spinach, kale, ginger. It's changed my life.
Doesn't sound good.
It's surprisingly good.
It sounds healthy.
It is healthy.
It doesn't sound tasty.
It tastes, but then you put loads of lemon juice in, so it tastes like it's just like a sharp, like a citrusy green smoothie. And I had that with a banana.
Nice. Get in touch, listeners. What's your favourite probiotic? studio@williamhill.co.uk. Don't all email at once.
I told you, but mate, gut health.
How old are you now?
I'm 34, so things are starting to fall apart. I'm having to take genuine action to stop things falling apart now. It's worrying.
It's all right.
It is all right, but you realise you start to be faced with your own mortality.
Yeah.
As you start to think, like, you know, you start going for a run and things are still aching a bit longer further on. And things like, I don't know, like, even your skin just starts to deteriorate. Just even the thing that's holding it all together. You're just like, oh. It's like having a bag for life and the holes are appearing in the corner. It's like, oh, God.
Got to get a new one, but you can't get new skin.
Can't get new skin. I've tried to go into Tesco and going, do you want a bag, love? I'll have some. Have you got any skin? I'm banned from Tesco after that. He said I was a psychopath. But
right. But apart from all that,
yeah, that was it. You weren't expecting that for you did ask.
I asked what you had for breakfast, and we've gone into the meaning of life. Basically.
Well, yeah, but it depends who it was. I mean, if it was like, for example, if it was Pimmerzon, it'd be like, what do you have for breakfast? 4 cups of tea and half a cigar.
Merlot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A nice. Nice glass of Sancerre. I don't know. I mean, speaking of, if Pimmers, we were talking about this the other day, if he stopped smoking or drinking tea, I reckon his body would just shut down. I reckon it's caffeine and nicotine. It's those two things that are powering.
And I feel like that does come across when he's on air.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. He's like one of those old. He's like an old banger of a car that you're like, how is that still running? But somehow it's never has any problems.
Yeah, that it's got all the warning lights flashing.
Yes. It's like, oh, don't worry about them. They've been up for years.
Right then. So we've done breakfast. We've done a little bit on life. Should we talk about horses?
Yeah, that's probably for the best, isn't it?
Yeah.
All weather seasons here.
Yes. I asked you for two selections, and you said, let's go to Chelmsford. And then you said, I've got 3 selections for you.
Well, I mean, as you scroll down here, if I show you the horse on my horse tracker at the moment, there's a lot going on. I'm deep diving
into
the all weather.
Day?
That's just tomorrow.
Heavens.
But
that'd be a multiple.
I'm less horse tracking, more race tracking. I'm trying to get more into in the winter.
You're following horses out of certain races.
Out of certain races, yeah. Because I think that you realise, you know, during the flat season, it's hard to keep up with what are the good races because there's so many, and you can't look at northern racing, southern racing, sprints. Middle distance, you can't do that. But on the all weather, you can get a real feel for what is the good form line.
There's less of it.
There is, yes. So it's more quality over quantity.
Okay, we'll start with a 5:30 at Chelmsford, which is a novice stakes over seven. We've got 15 runners.
Remarkable, isn't it?
Yeah. Where should we start?
Well, the worry is this is my least confident of the three, and that is mainly due to the draw, because the horse I fancy is drawn 15 of 15, which is a slight problem. But I think Animal Instinct, the Mark Prescott horse, is a lovely runner. I'm not necessarily saying he's going to win this race, but he's run two really good, rock solid races to date. He was fairly clueless on debut behind Seasony here at this track, when the winner, the World Back newcomer, made all, and he was held up last. Absolutely no idea what was going on. But then he was heavily backed on his return to the track at Southall last time out. He finished second behind Tay Fish, who got a nice toe into it, and Jumped the Gun and Chalet, who set the race up for the closers. Jumped the Gun ran a good race at Catchet the other day. El Jefe, who was in sixth, ran a really nice race on handicap debut at Pontefract the other day. So I think that was a good little... I think that was a good novice event at Southall, and because it's at Southall, I think it might be a little underrated. He's drawn 15, so I don't know. It depends on price is the big thing for this.
We're recording this at what time is it? Just gone 2 o'clock on Wednesday afternoon, so we don't have any prices to go off at the minute.
The tissue says 6-1, but
that draw is appalling, isn't it? It's as bad as you can get. Not just, obviously, it's as bad as you can get at Chelmsford, but a wide draw at Chelmsford is basically the all-weather equivalent of a wide draw at Chester, isn't it?
It is. The one thing that does give me a bit of hope is that they might, given there's so many runners, you might get a real strong gallop, and if Ryan Tate can switch off out the back. I mean, it's possible that he could, from 15, you take your medicine, you switch to the rail, and actually, like was happening at Chelmsford a couple of meetings ago, everything comes wide off the bend, and suddenly
you
can nip up the rail. But, Marie's Gems showing some form, Perfect Empire, I thought was another one from a good Southall race. Daysack has to be respected as well, although I don't think that was a fantastic contest he was fourth in. So it's a good little novice event, but Animal Instinct was in the tracker after that good Southall race.
Okay. The 6:30 at Chelmsford is the next race that we're going to talk about. This is a handicap over seven, Division 2 of... And it's a fairly competitive affair. A lot of horses who are coming here off the back of solid runs last time out, the eye is immediately drawn to Rapture, who was a winner last time out, and she bids to follow up for Archie Watson here.
Yeah, and I'm hoping that she doesn't... The worry for my selection is that the first and second favourite are going to cut each other's throats, and I fancy the other one, Human Nature, but... Rapture made all the running at Lingfield last time out. This horse caught the eye in a couple of races, in particular behind Elizabeth on debut, shaped with plenty of promise in a good race, then ran at Chelmsford behind Lady Lawyer and ran a bit of a cracker. So it was a deserved success at Lingfield last time out, only up £4. But Human Nature also likes to be ridden prominently, and I'm hoping that Human Nature from box one, the ideal scenario is Rapture comes across and makes the running from the rail, and Human Nature sits behind and challenges, because this horse runs Chelmsford really well. Several starts at this track, a win and 3 second places, but ran an absolute blinder last time out. Finished fourth behind Busby at Kempton. They went way too quick on its return to the track after a bit of an absence. It made all the running with Fantastic Flyer. Those two kicked on. A furlong from home, they were clear. Half a furlong from home, they'd been swamped. But Human Nature just kept going and going. Was drawn 10 that day as well, so had to do plenty to get there. Stuart Williams' horses are still in pretty good nick, returning to a track that it likes. Hopefully Rapture will be the ideal bunny for Human Nature to be the winning greyhound from box one.
Yeah, and we've put one up where the draw isn't ideal. If Human Nature's well away, then you'd be disappointed to see the horse not at least... give you a good run for your money,
agreed,
at the very least. Okay, the 7:30 at Chelmsford, we'll fast forward another hour, is the final race we're going to focus on. This is a class 4 handicap over a mile, and we've got some horses in here that are, I was going to say they're still prospects. We've not maybe seen the best of them yet I'm looking at Renda Vitesse, and to some extent Bardo Contigo as well, who I think I'm right in saying was down to run at Brighton the other day when they were forced
to abandon half the races
halfway through. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that is the case anyway, but anyway, it's a good little race.
It is, yes. Plenty in with squeaks, as you said, and the market probably reacting to potential more than form.
Another big field as well.
Mm. Yeah, Bardo Contigo won well on handicap debut at Ayr in a race where there was a lot of proper course specialists, and it came with a withering run down the centre. I thought he was in the best position to challenge down the middle that day. So I think there's... it's maybe a bit flattered on the back of that. You've got Jabalali, who hacked up in a really good time at Kempton on its penultimate start, then got stuck in the mud next time out. He would be the saver for me, Jabalali. I do think that if he'd come into this off the back of that Kempton run, he'd be challenging for favouritism.
Yeah.
But because of that quote-unquote disappointing run when favoured at York, I mean, fifth in a York 7 furlong soft ground handicap is cracking form.
Well, that's the thing. If it comes off the back of a win, then you go, that's disappointing. If that came off the back of a load of duck eggs, you'd go, that's a step in the right direction and a really good run.
Yeah, it's all perspective, isn't it?
Yeah.
So he would be the saver, but the pick is Balladia, who is, again, another one drawn in box one for the Michael Belliard, who is still in pretty good nick at the moment. Loves this track. Two wins and a place last time out behind Al Raja. This one probably got involved too early on as the front two closed and came from the back. Al Raja has bolted up in a 0-100 and looks an absolute beast of a horse, so had no chance coming up against that runner. Mm. Looks a proper all-weather specialist, loves the track, well-drawn, yard in form, and bizarrely is double-figure odds. I mean, the reason it's double-figure odds is because, as you said, because it's such a strong race.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think everything is in Balladia's favour here to run a nice race. And I mean, with 15 runners, I think we're going four places as well. So what a joy!
Yeah. Okay. Very nice. Right, that is the pick in the 7:30 at Chelmsford. That is Balladia. In the 6:30, it was Human Nature, and in the 5:30, Animal Instinct is one to keep an eye on. If you're not backing it tomorrow, get it in your tracker, because hopefully it will be turning up and winning before too long. Ross Brierley, it has been a pleasure.
Shake my hand, Alex Dunn.
Thanks.
See you over the winter, my friend.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.